you got?
Cooking.
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
I wanted to start the show off today with a little levity, a little giggle, if you will. I saw a meme. One of my oldest friends in the radio business posted it this past week. It was the legendary Charlie Van Dyke, who I have known since we were both teenagers on the radio. He in Dallas, me in Fort Worth. And this meme probably pretty much sums up the situation for a lot of us. It simply said, 2020 needs to just pull over and let me out. I'll walk. Now, I'm sure it's made the rounds by now, and most of you have already seen it, but it's just so accurate, don't you think? Besides, I wanted to start with a laugh today to try to make up for some of that political junk I was talking about during this segment on last week's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And oh yeah, I heard from quite a few of you about that. Some of you said that you really didn't like the fact that I was talking about a serious political issue, like racial injustice. And you let me know in no uncertain terms that you listened to this show to get away from all that. So that's why I wanted to start with something a little more lighthearted this week. But on the other hand, a couple of you said that you appreciated the fact that I was willing to address an issue like racial injustice from a more moderate point of view. Well, what did you expect? This is old Randy here, you know, moderately moderate, and moderately proud of it and all of that. But I just felt like it was time to bring some less partisan analysis to the table. Because all I've heard and all I continue to hear is either burn it down or it's no big deal. And I wanted to add a voice of reason and, yes, moderation to the discussion. So I hope I did that. But really, back to that meme. 2020 started with such promise, didn't it? And it seems to just have descended into the bowels of hell ever since. Yeah, like, for instance, I had high hopes about baseball coming back a couple of weeks ago. But now that looks like it may dry up and blow away in the wind over money. Billionaires and millionaires fighting over more money in 1 year than most of us will see in a lifetime. Meanwhile, the NBA doesn't seem to be having any trouble putting together some semblance of a season and the playoffs. See, this is why basketball is quickly replacing baseball as the second most popular sport in America. Yeah, sure, football's still the king and all that, but baseball's shooting itself in the foot again with all this silly back and forth between the owners and the players' union. They've argued about this for so long now that getting the season started on the 4th of July like they were talking about originally, that's just a pipe dream. And like I said, this is why baseball is declining in popularity right now. And I don't want to bore you with a bunch of numbers on the radio. Numbers are so much easier to understand in the written word than in the spoken word. But here's one statistic that pretty much says it all for the players. If the season had begun on March 26th, like it was scheduled to do, the combined salaries for all the players in Major League Baseball would have amounted to about $4 billion. The shortened season, 114 games, that the players originally proposed would have dropped that number from $4 billion to $2.8 billion. The owners want a 50-game season that will drop that number down to $1.3 billion. That'll tell you how far apart these two sides are. I mean, they're about as close to an agreement as the Democrats and the Republicans are on just about anything. So I guess the bottom line here is we're about as likely to see baseball games in July as we are to see meaningful political discourse in Washington or Austin. I have to admit I'm not really shocked about the political people, but I'm extremely disappointed in the baseball people. Billionaires and millionaires fighting over more money in 1 year than most of us will see in a lifetime. Well, it all goes back to the fact that MLB was the first pro sport in which the players unionized. Now, don't get me wrong, I think the players' union has done some really good things for safety and for the well-being of the sport, but they stopped coloring inside those lines a long time ago, folks. These days, it's not a matter of doing what's best for the players' health. It's all about doing what's best for the players' wealth. And I don't begrudge the players getting as much money as they possibly can, because they only have a few years to capitalize on their pro sports careers. But talk to some of the great players from back when I was a kid. Ask them what they got paid to play pro sports. The big stars in all the major sports today, they have more money than they'll ever be able to spend in a lifetime. And while I don't think there's anything wrong with that, bringing back baseball right now, that would be a huge boost to the country's morale. And fans are starting to resent the delay. And to be fair, the owners aren't any better than the players. The owners are all billionaires, for crying out loud. They could lose $100 million each this season. It wouldn't even make so much as a dent in their savings accounts. In fact, they could probably write most of it off on their taxes. But this whole sordid affair has gone way beyond the matter of money. It's become a matter of power. And that's why I say this all goes back to the fact that MLB was the first pro sport to unionize. When the players formed a union, the two sides drew a line in the sand and they just refused to back down. It wasn't about money, it was about power. And the acrimony between the two sides has only gotten worse over the years, not better. And while these two sides fight over what amounts to table scraps for both of them, the fans are finding other things to do with their free time, and the game of baseball is running the risk of losing even more support from the public. The owners and the players look like two brothers feuding over who's going to get the bigger inheritance while their father slowly dies alone in his bed at home. Billionaires and millionaires fighting over more money in one year than most of us will see in a lifetime. We fans just want to see some live sports again. As a matter of fact, that's why I spent part of last weekend watching a recording of an old TCU football game from several years ago. I just wanted to get lost in a game for a few hours, you know, like we used to be able to do a few months ago. So I went back through the archives on my DVR, and I found a TCU-Baylor game in Waco. It was in 2016. My son and my grandson and I attended that game in person, along with our business partner here at Edgewater Studios, John Shelton, and his son Alex. It was a great day, great weather, but it was a great day mostly because TCU won 62-22. But for a few hours last weekend, I didn't have to worry about the coronavirus or small business problems or racial tensions. I just sat and relived a fun afternoon with my boys, watching our boys, our beloved TCU Horned Frogs, play football. Like I said before, we fans just want to see some live sports again. And I guess that's why I'm so extremely disappointed with the baseball people right now. But enough about that. Let's turn our attention to what you should expect on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. You know, I've mentioned many times about how I do most of the grocery shopping for our family, but not anymore. Not during the pandemic. Not with all this social distancing stuff. I haven't darkened the door of any grocery store in weeks. Heck, months. My smart wife has staggered a couple of grocery store curbside pickups per week, and we don't even think about doing our own shopping anymore. But that doesn't come without some frustrating side effects, right? You know, like not getting the right item once in a while, or not being able to pick out your own produce, or specific cuts of meat. Anybody who's used these professional shoppers in the big major grocery stores, we've all endured those kinds of problems, right? Like, wait, I said pork chops, not pork butts. You know what I mean? Of course you do. Like, when I pick out avocados, I know exactly how firm I want them to be. But you can't tell a professional shopper how to do that exactly the way you would do it. It's just one of the pitfalls of a 71-year-old man like me not being able to walk into a grocery store and pick out items for myself. So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to talk to the CEO of an iconic Houston food purveyor who has successfully pivoted his distribution from wholesale to retail, and that includes home delivery. So if you're like me and you don't go to the grocery store anymore, you're going to want to hear this.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
First timer alert. We are exceedingly proud to welcome the CEO of a Houston institution, truly, the iconic Brothers Produce. Man's name is Brent Ehrenwert. Welcome to the show, Brent.
Thanks a lot for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. We have a lot to talk about, but let's just start by having you introduce yourself to our audience. Well, tell us, where were you born? Where were you reared? Where'd you go to school? That kind of thing.
I grew up in Houston. Currently actually live in Friendswood. Been working at Brothers Produce for now 22 years. If you want to go back to when I worked there as a child, it'd probably go back to 35 years when I was 5 years old.
But you majored in hotel restaurant management at the U of H, right?
I did, yeah. So after high school, I went to San Jacinto Junior College and then went over to University of Houston to major in hotel restaurant management. And the reason I did that was to gain the other side of our business, be able to relate with the customers, understand more about their business, so I could then layer that into how we did business here, and so we could just kind of better understand their operations. And unfortunately, our business was growing. I was doing sales at the time I was in college. And when my dad asked me if I would rather just go on full time and do that, since this is where I was going to be, I really didn't play tug of war too much. I had to get him on full time. So I actually would be a junior over there. But the good thing is I still help with a lot of the classes over there. So, because they see my business now more layered into that hotel restaurant management, where it's not just, back when I went to school there, it was all restaurant hotel based. They didn't really think about the distributor side and some of the other, you know, the Cisco types of the world. Now they actually see several different layers of that major. So it's been really good to be able to go back and help out.
Well, let's back up just a little bit and talk more about Brothers Produce. How did the company start? You mentioned your dad.
So, my grandfather, when he came here after the Holocaust, and he got here in 1952, I believe 52, maybe 51. My father was the first child born in the United States. They had seven kids. He was sent down to Houston. Couldn't speak any English. This is my grandfather I'm speaking about. He came down here and started peddling bananas up and down Main Street until he could learn English, and then he started getting told to bring other things over there. You know, hey, we can use some tomatoes, some lettuce, whatever it was. Ultimately, that grew into him starting a produce company. That introduced the family to the business. And then in the late 70s, my father ended up starting his own company. Then his other brothers had their own, and they kind of just merged together, became Brothers Produce. Then over the years, we've grown it into Austin, Dallas, and so we're pretty much statewide. Ultimately, the company got so big that we've actually divided it up now. So you have the Houston, the Dallas are actually separate companies just because of the growth.
So that means Brothers Produce built its business on distributing fresh fruits and vegetables to places like grocery stores and restaurants, schools and hospitals, country clubs, heck, even sports stadiums.
Yeah.
So obviously, to maintain a system like that, you need an equally large network of produce providers. Where do you go to get that volume of product, Brent?
So yeah, kind of going back to what you said. So, you know, we were built on restaurants, and over the years, we've evolved our business model to, yeah, it became more about schools and stadiums, and we went to a really high-end customer base, and this produce comes from all over the world, and whether that's in Mexico, Canada, Costa Rica, Italy, wherever, California, wherever it is, we always buy on the best quality out there, and we have a team of buyers and procurement people that source that each and every day. And our customers also guide us. In some part, we became a messenger for the customer because they have their own contracts in place. That's one of the places that just corporate America has really changed things. These customers have their own contracts, and we're just the delivery arm that gets it from the farm to the table.
And some of those big names include Bluebonnet Farms, Fresh Origins, Connor's Greens, Kitchen Pride Mushrooms. Any others I've missed?
So you were, some of those, it sounds like you're mentioning some of the local ones.
Mm-hmm.
I do Sustainable Harvesters, an aquaponic farm down in Hockley. And yeah, what's happened with the local produce movement, unfortunately, is food safety is just so costly. Food safety just puts such a burden on the local farmer to really be able to compete with the big farmers. And that's one of the reasons, as this business became so food safety driven, I actually went and trademarked the slogan on our trucks, because at the end of the day, all we're really selling is food safety and service because of how we become that messenger. And food safety is just the driving force of our business now, that is really what the customers are looking for, to know that their guests are safe also, because liability is so expensive.
Sure. Now, the business plan undoubtedly took a big hit when this coronavirus pandemic landed in our laps. So how did you guys respond to that dramatic drop-off in business at Brothers Produce?
So one of the first things I always tell everybody, when you hit any kind of crisis, no matter if it's a hurricane or if it's something like this, first thing you have to do is stay calm. And there is no manual that can tell you how to get through something. And we don't know. We know how to get through hurricanes and other things, but not when there's something that's global. So the first thing we had to adjust down is the amount of highly perishable product that we had in our warehouse. A lot of the processed items we had to get with our customer base and try to eliminate so much waste because of their menus constantly changing or their volumes. So that was the first thing we did, to start reducing and eliminating the cost of the waste, because that's the first thing that can be the death of any company is shrink. You know, you think of a home builder, inventory is the death. In the food business, shrink can kill you. So we had some retail exposure, so we were able to latch on and catch some of that retail push that came in the first wave. And then we started going into the box program and selling prepackaged boxes. I did it at a lot of different customers. We have a Texas Roadhouse and a few others. Then we set up a lot of co-ops around town and ultimately went into the home delivery business just to keep moving, because, like I said, at the end of the day, I don't know when the restaurants are going to come back full volume, and I don't know if all the restaurants will come back, and there's so many stipulations they're having held on them, as well as menu changes and different things, that we have to continue to stay ahead of the curve of a business, because when it does come back, we want to make sure that we're able to thrive and be stronger than ever, despite whatever we lost along the way. If you're not evolving and thinking about tomorrow, and you're just content on today, then you're going to end up ultimately failing.
Well, I want to talk about that delivery system in greater detail in the second segment, if you can stick around.
Oh, I'd love to.
But one of the things we couldn't help but notice about Brothers Produce is you also operate a full-service cold and frozen storage facility. Tell us about that.
So about 3 years ago, I started seeing a lot of calls we were getting about just needing storage on various things. So what I determined is we have a really good way to use our own resources that we already have in order to really offer a service to people that need it, especially in the produce world with all the imports. We're able to store various meats. We really can offer a high-level service in the storage industry also because of the logistics that we have. Therefore, we created Houston Cold Storage that gave another avenue and another just way to diversify our brand, because at the end of the day, we are a brand, and brands typically live on where companies die. So we wanted to keep layering in more ways to diversify our portfolio and reach a greater range of people in case things like this happen. Because if you think about the storage industry right now, that's a good sector right now to be in, because of people trying to get products into the cities and store them. And in the storage world, it has no limits. You can store anything from dry to frozen. And I've had calls on items ranging from stem cells for veterinarian clinics all the way to various alcohol products.
No dead bodies, I hope, Brent.
No, that's one that would not meet the food safety.
I've been watching too many crime dramas. We're out of time in this first segment, but we want to talk about this home delivery system that you've devised and how our listeners can take advantage of that. So can you stick around a bit?
I would love to.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old plane right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are honored to be hosting Brent Ehrenwert on the show today. He's the CEO of Houston's well-known Brothers Produce. Now, in the first segment, Brent, you listed off a lot of local sources for fresh fruits and vegetables. Actually, I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
But when we were on the Hudson and Harrigan show for years, we used to play a song by Guy Clark. It was titled Homegrown Tomatoes. Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. And then Jim Bob Jumpback would make a joke about tomatoes we get in the grocery store are ripened in boxcars. Now, is that true or is that just a funny line?
No, so one thing about, I guess there's half-truth, you know, because you have vine ripes and you have gas greens. And one of the things what happens with tomatoes now, it's one of the pickiest items because it has such a variance on it in the produce business. I can send somebody a tomato that they'll send back to me and say it's no good because it was too red or it was too big or it was too pink, but then that tomato is perfect for somebody else. So what's happened, and just because we live in a world that, as you can see, before all this hit us, we have a lot of choices. And we were able to, you know, go to the grocery store and you got 200 kinds of potato chips. We used to have about 15.
Uh-huh.
And so what's happened on, you know, hummus too, you know, you see 80 kinds of hummus now, you beet, carrot, chocolate, whatever it is. So in the tomato world, we actually ripen a lot of our own tomatoes because tomatoes ripen from the inside out, and if you hit them with the gas, you know, and it's not a harmful gas, the same gas that tomatoes produce, they ripen from the outside in, and that helps you create, and, you know, it's not really genetically modifying it, but it helps you to basically get that tomato to where people really want that, to what they're going to use it for their application. But you still have some local tomatoes that are, you know, around. But I think that song and what you're saying, I think a lot of that came from, like, the Northeast, because there's so many tomatoes that you think of in the Carolinas and up in the New York area. But it's definitely a stickler item, no doubt.
In keeping with that line of discussion, my wife recently bought peaches from a company called the Peach Truck. They only take orders in advance. You pay in advance. They pick the peaches in Georgia. They load them directly on refrigerated trucks, and then they drive them to Texas. They set up in the parking lot of a big box store. You show them your order. They hand you a box of peaches. We got 74 peaches on the dinner table. They told us to let them sit on the counter for 2 or 3 days to finish ripening, and then they were ready to eat. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good model. I'm actually looking at their website right now. So it looks like do they set these up kind of all around town? Is that, and you choose your pickup location?
Right.
So how many typically cases have you ever been out there and seen how many cases are actually on a truck at once?
Hundreds.
You know, I wonder, I guess they're cross-stocking them somewhere to then, you know, layer this on.
Well, let me ask you this. Brent, do you think peaches from Georgia are superior to peaches from Texas, or is that just marketing baloney?
It's a marketing. I think you asked that question, and me personally, I'm not a big peach fan. I like peach cobbler, I guess, for the crust. you never want to go by my eating habits, because, you know, I'm around produce so much that I'll end up ruining it. If I get a salad, it's going to be nothing but ranch. And I would ask the people in Fredericksburg, you know, how they feel about the Georgia peaches versus theirs. And I do think there's some marketing. It's the California avocado marketing.
Right. Yeah. Same thing.
You know, there's marketing behind that. And I think we know the peaches to be from Georgia. I mean, that's what we think of the Peach Bowl in football terms. You know, it's in Georgia.
Right.
The Orange Bowl, you know. No, I don't know if a lot of people know this in Texas, but they'll never get a orange from the state of Florida because it's illegal to ship those over here.
Wow, I did not know that.
Citrus, yeah, no Florida citrus is allowed to come to Texas.
Wow. Well, now the coronavirus has affected us all, but the food industry has been forced to adjust more than most, and your business model was based on providing all this produce to all kinds of major grocery stores and restaurants, but all of that changed. So how did you guys switch gears with this delivery system?
Yeah, so this was a tough one because we had never, when I say never, we never broadcast and delivering home, and if we did it, it was a favor for somebody. And I started realizing, because of a lot of people being afraid to get out, and And it wasn't to compete with the grocery stores. It was mainly because there was a niche there that needed to be filled, and I had the means to do it. So what I did is I went and created, I had to create a whole separate website because there just wasn't any time to try to integrate software and whatnot. So I created brothersproducewholesale.com and basically, you know, went from never, you know, before this started. So I think I rolled this out early April, maybe the last week of March. And yeah, we've shipped close to 5,000-6,000 orders now to houses. And well, we had never done any, and we've been able to just migrate this right in, and people order and they get it the next day.
So how does that work? Tell us, first of all, what is the website, and then how do we order for home delivery?
So it's brothersproducewholesale.com. If you go to brothersproduce.com, I put in a window that pops up and kind of directs you here. And when you go there, you know, the first thing, we kind of got some things written there about how we did the boxes and whatnot, so, because it's hard to do subs. So we have pre-made boxes, which those were more popular before the everything was opening up some. And what I did is I kept migrating this. It, just like anything, you have to keep evolving the model. So I've kept adding in things into this model. I've got fresh juices now. I've got proteins. And I even offer where people can set up their own co-ops now, which co-ops used to be really popular, and the world's kind of gotten away from them. But that was one of the things that I established going into the first stage of this home delivery model, was actually establishing co-ops.
So how do we become a member of the group and take advantage of this home delivery system you've got?
Well, the good thing is you don't have to be a part of these co-ops anymore. There's, you know, about 12 of them going out there that, there is groups that we can direct you to, but the best part is, you know, if you go to our store and you go to all products, you just start adding things to your cart. And as of last week, I actually went to another level and we actually ship all orders for free.
Wow.
As long as, I think I got a $25 minimum on there, which we've never struggled to get. And we're constantly adding new items in here. I just put artichokes in here. I've tried to really simplify this program because I'm coming from the wholesale world, and I had to really, I put about 90% of my time the last 90 days into this store, because I believe coming out of this, as we discussed earlier, I still think there's going to be a need for people that, A, they really like the service and the freshness of the products because, you know, everything's cold and it's right to your front door. And B, there's going to be a lot of people that just, unfortunately, are afraid to go to stores and get out, and they're just going to want to continue this service. So I really dedicated a lot of time into studying the data, but I've had to really think like a consumer, because I don't ever shop for produce. If my wife buys something at the grocery store, I'll question, why didn't she call me to bring it home? So this was a different, and one thing about me is I'm a visionary. I'm a somebody that's really focused on ideas. I'm a big idea guy. I mean, all those crazy trucks you see on the road here, I designed every single one of them. I did the rebrand of our logo. I'm an idea guy, so I've had to really, really think outside the box on this and how a shopper would think. And I've walked in and out of the grocery store several times just kind of figuring out what people are looking for. So that's why you see mixed item packs here that's like a combination of how like a Blue Apron or something would do. Like I got what I call a Fiesta Party Pack, which you could make, you know, guacamole, pico de gallo, several different things. I tried to create packs of different things as well, because people may not want a full variety box.
Well, this has been Brent Ehrenwert. He is the CEO of Houston's beloved Brothers Produce. Thanks for your time, Brent. Let's get together soon for a bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomato sandwich, shall we?
No, that'd be great. And I really appreciate you know, having the time to do this with you today.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
With all due apologies to Willie Nelson, he's on the road again. It's time to talk to my old buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How you doing there, road hog?
On the road again. That's great to be on the road again.
So where on the road are you on the road?
Well, Miss B is driving us to Fredericksburg for a couple of days. Haven't been there, I think, I don't know, 15 years or longer.
Wow.
It's been a long time. Yeah, about 15 years, so...
So what are you guys planning on doing while you're in Fredericksburg?
Nothing.
That,
and a whole lot of it.
Yeah, I heard they got plenty of it there.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd go get some. That get away from, you know, we have so many projects going. All you do is look out our window and go, you know, I should really be working on that. And then you go, now let's get out of town for a couple of days and come back rejuvenated and recharged amidst all the chaos and craziness.
Well, get some of that nothing in a to-go box and bring it back to me, would you?
Give me some of that box of deep-fried nothing you got there.
So how's traffic on I-10 right now?
It's better. Well, better. There's more people than it used to be, but it's not crazy for this time of day. It's really nice. No, it's just good. We have good to get on the road. We haven't had a road trip except maybe to Sealy, you know, that's we've done. And God, you know, all the props to Sealy, but there wasn't much to do there when we got there.
Yeah, so. I know. So when you guys travel, when you take a road trip, do you normally drive or does Bev normally drive?
Well, when it's a long distance, I'll do three, she'll do three, I'll do three, she'll do three. We'll probably never do more than, say, 12 hours in a day.
I see.
So if we go to Amarillo, Amarillo is about 9 hours, so that's switching off a couple of times and keep each other company. And yeah, we go back and forth, and she likes to drive, so that's, I'm blessed.
Well, you mentioned Sealy. Why in the world would you go to Amarillo for anything?
Well, a couple of years ago on the way up to, we did a road trip for a month after they let us go. We had a family member watch the house, and Bev and I put our camping gear in the Tahoe at that time. And we just took off for Colorado without a reservation.
Ah.
So we camped a little until we realized it was monsoon season and Crested Butte was flooding. And we said, you know, let's find a hotel.
Well, our mutual friend, Dr. Tom Parr, you know, orthopedic surgeon to the almost stars, as you like to say.
Yes.
When he and Joni take road trips, he always lets her drive. He says, everybody's happier if Joni is in control. This is wisdom, and I need to adopt this policy in my family.
I've got a friend, a buddy, whose wife drives. If they drive across country, she drives it all. Does every bit of it.
Wow.
Absolutely loves it. Yep. Wants to be driving. And I go, you are a blessed man. Don't say anything.
That's true, yes. Well, I have to ask you this one question, Fred. What's going to happen to your garden while you're gone?
It's a couple of days. And so we picked, you know, this morning before we got the car and truck, rather, and picked stuff that's good. So by the time we get back, it'll be ready to pull and harvest.
Well, what about the bunny rabbits? Do they know you're leaving town?
Well, that's why. Yeah, that's right. That's why you put chicken wire around the base of your garden, try to keep them from bouncing in. Now, sometimes they do, but they haven't eaten anything yet.
But you could just put up a cardboard cutout of Wile E. Coyote across the middle of the carrots.
Well, years ago, I put up this fake owl, and normally that would keep things away, but he's been sitting there for about 20 years now, and I think they got it figured out.
Or maybe you could put up a security camera. You might catch a glimpse of Bugs Bunny.
Hey, there you go.
Well, do a little Bugs Bunny for us.
Now, Bugs was never the guy that I'd elmified. Hello.
Oh.
Hey, here's a political comment for you. You realize that in the Elmafudd cartoons coming out, he will not have a gun. I'm serious. They're taking the gun away from him.
No, you're kidding.
No, I read that the other day. I went, hunting, we will go. No, maybe we won't.
Well, maybe he'll have a slingshot.
Well, it's probably politically incorrect.
Yeah, well.
For him to have a gun and shoot at rabbits and ducks. But it takes away the whole premise of the of the cartoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, last week we were pretty optimistic about baseball coming back, but now it looks like two sides are in stalemate over money. So who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, they're probably trying to figure out, well, if it's a prorated season, how much is going to be pro and how much is going to be rated? What's going to happen? So.
Meanwhile, the NBA looks like they could come out smelling like roses. They're slated to start near the end of July, and that could make them look like heroes to sports fans like us.
Well, people are so hungry for sports. When it comes on TV, they're going to be glued to it. Ratings will be up. So, yeah, I'm ready for football. Like I say every week, football is my thing. But this kneeling thing and all this chastisement of Drew Brees, and I mean, you can't even have an opinion anymore. Bless his heart. He's had to apologize twice. Now the NFL has apologized for him apologizing. So hopefully we'll get past that before they have the first kickoff.
Well, I want to apologize because we talked about apologies at all.
Well, I accept your apology. And I apologize for the fact that you have to apologize for my apology.
And I mentioned in the monologue this morning that I rewatched an old TCU football game last weekend. I have to admit, I enjoyed it a lot because I didn't remember much about the game other than the fact that we absolutely trounced Baylor. But at the same time, it wound up just reinforcing to me how badly I miss live sports, and I got depressed. How do you feel about all that?
Oh, same way, but I'm going to tell people, if you're thinking of looking at an old game of a favorite team, make sure they're the ones winning. It makes it much better.
Well, yeah, Baylor did kind of roll over and die that day, so that part of it was fun. And another thing we touched on briefly last week was your cow. I mean, your butchered cow.
Oh, yeah.
You said you were going to tell us all about this. So how did this whole idea arise in the first place?
Oh, a friend of mine who raises these certain beef cattle buys them. He says, well, why don't you just buy a calf? I'll fatten it for you. You can have it processed. And I went, that's great. We've done that, but it's been a long time ago. And you forget how much meat you get from a processed cow. And so we took two vehicles over to the processing place. And it took two of us, with two vehicles to get it all, packaged and home before it thawed out. So it was quite a thing. And then just put it in the freezer. We'll sort it out later.
Yeah. So does your freezer look like a New York subway car now?
It looks, you open it, you go, wow, it's a wall of meat.
Yeah.
We have a wall of meat.
Well, of course, Jared and Marcus Poffenberger at the Belleville Meat Market, they've been doing this sort of thing for years now. They can butcher a whole cow or a half cow or a quarter cow. I'd feel sorry for the rest of the cow, but people can join up in groups and even save more money. But you need a really big freezer. Did you have to buy a second freezer?
Well, yeah, we did to do that. And because my others had gotten so old, I just replaced them and got a good deal on a couple of them. And yeah, it helps to have all that room. Of course, there's no room to put anything else in them right now, but we're just blessed to have it. But I recommend that if you have some friends and you want to get like a quarter of a cow, don't need that. You don't have to get a whole half or a whole hole. You can get a quarter.
And how do you know which hole you're getting?
Well, that's true, too. You got to make sure you get some of the good stuff. Most of it's hamburger. When you process a cow, you get a couple hundred pounds of hamburger.
Yeah, not to mention steaks. How many steaks have you got, Fred?
Gosh, I don't know. A whole cow full. I haven't counted them. We just got them in the freezer on certain shelves and kind of look at it and go, okay, we'll get back to that later with a Marks-a-Lot and we'll figure it out.
A Marks-a-Lot. Well, you're on your way to Fredericksburg, so don't take in too many calories at Otto's German Bistro or the Old German Bakery. By the way, how old of a German is that Old German at the Old German Bakery anyway?
Well, if it's OLD, if there's an E on the end of it, that's really old.
Well, I knew this was going to be an interesting segment, but I had no earthly idea it was going to be this interesting. Lots of laughs as always, my friend. Broadcasting live from Mobile Studio Number 2. This has been my old Hudson and Harrigan show buddy, Fred Olson, from back in the day on the radio. And Fred is headed out to Fredericksburg right now to stuff his face full of brats and beer. Say hello to that old German for me in Fredericksburg. And we'll talk whenever you get back to town. Okay, my friend?
We westbound and down, good buddy.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?